Blog Talk Radio.
GTE Radio 93.5. We've got all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And this week, we've got the home free, Miss Karen Browning. Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Jason. Thank you. How are you?
It is so good to have you. Studio audience knows you want. They're just sucking up. They're hoping they'll bring them lunch later or something like that. They are shameless. Hey, listen, tell us a bit about you and your career at GTE Financial.
Well, okay. I've actually worked for GTE Financial for 18 wonderful years. Back in 1997, I started as a head teller at one of our main branches in downtown Tampa. From then, I've just like gone everywhere. I've been a floater. I've been a senior in our consumer loan department. I was even a supervisor, but didn't care for that. I stepped down out of that. It wasn't my cup of tea. And then I became a senior again, but at the consumer loan servicing area. What the servicing does is it consists of like the behind the scenes. We handle the insurance, the gap, extended warranty, title work, so forth like that. But I work on the title side. I love it. I mean, I love dealing with my members, whether it be face-to-face or over the phone. Makes my day go by really fast.
Right.
But job security, that's what they call it, right?
Well, you have a great, the whole time we've been in the pre-show, you were laughing and giggling. So you've got a great phone voice. So I'm sure it's a lot of fun for the members when they call. But tell us a bit about what was going through your mind when you realized that you had won the home free event for the employee.
Oh, my God. I turned into Jell-O. my legs literally got wobbly. When Joe, you know, announced the top, the top six, he asked everybody to stand up when he called out their name. So when I heard my name, I stood up, and it's like, oh, my God, my heart started pounding, jumping. Then he told everybody to sit down, and then he says, okay. He said a little bit about they made a change this year where there was actually two winners.
Right.
It wasn't
that
just
was
me.
Huge.
There was another one. Yes, and which is like, wow. But when he said just a little something about both of us, but not mentioning our names, and then when I heard my name, I didn't think I was going to be able to stand back up. And then I happened to walk up to the platform. I am on oxygen, so I had a tank.
Right.
My fingers just got all fidgety. I couldn't think right. My heart was going 1,000 miles an hour. It was the most awesome feeling standing up there on that stage with Matt and Joe and looking out and everybody, all 550-something people in that room standing up and clapping and crying and, oh, my God, everything. It was just, it was amazing. It's me and my husband are just in awe. Yeah. My husband says it's like winning the lottery.
It is. I just feel because I felt the same way. Obviously, it was a big screen, so I couldn't see your face when you won. I saw you when you went up on the circular stage, and there's a great picture that I got on my phone of Joe hugging you and Matt, and it is. It's just a tremendous, tremendous thing. And the funny thing is when you mentioned being on oxygen, talking to you even now, it does not seem to have slowed you down one day. You seem to still have all the enthusiasm and the grace and the courtesy. I just think it's great. And so I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite thing about coming to work first day at GTE Financial?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I said, what's your favorite thing about work?
My favorite thing is, oh my God, the culture, GTE's culture. They build you up. They give you confidence. They empower you to be the best that you can be in everything that you do. GTE has a passion for giving back to their community and helping, you know, people get back on their feet, whether it be guiding them with their rebuilding their credit, getting them an auto loan, home loan. I mean, this we do charities of the month here, and we give out to our community. So basically, we're people helping people. Teamwork is a very, very big part for me. I love teamwork. I love my GTE family. It's, I mean, ever since I've been here, like I said, through my 18 years and been diagnosed with what I have diagnosed now, GTE has been, they've been there for me through thick or thin. They've helped me this last year and a half, and that just means the world to me and my husband. I mean, GTE is the best.
That's awesome. And I know you're dealing with some health issues. When I know we're all hoping that everything turns out great, but when you're not at work, what are some things you enjoy doing?
I'm a grandmother. Right now, I have 4 grandbabies and 3 more on the way. Bless my daughters.
Wow.
But when I'm not, I know, one of them's having twins, but once I'm not with them, you know, I have my chill time, then I really don't do much. I mean, I like to sew. I love putting jigsaw puzzles together. The more pieces, the better. And I like to read and basically go bowling. I did used to bike ride, but that slowed me down a little bit. So.
Well, naturally, yeah. No, I
that gives
tell
me something to work for. That's right. I get to work forward to that, right?
You know, you mentioned 1997 when you started at GTE. This is just kind of funny that I had this idea that I was going to be, you know, the next internet millionaire. I registered this site called LeagueNight.com. When you pulling out online broker, says, "Oh, it's League Night. All the leagues are here." So I had this idea to start LeagueNight.com, where you can buy bowling equipment and register your team and stuff like that. I spelled League.
Oh, no. I used to be on a league.
So however you spell it, L-E-A-G-U-E or E-G-U-E, however it was, I spelled it. And so my first attempt at internet greatness, that's how it went. So, you can really tell me if this was spelled. Listen, I got to tell you, tremendous pleasure to speak with you this morning. Your attitude does not strike me as somebody who's dealing with some health challenges right now. There is certainly and absolutely nothing wrong with your spirit. That to be as strong as anybody that I've ever talked to on the podcast.
Thank you.
But I know on behalf of everybody here at GTE, your GTE family, we are happy for you and your husband. We wish you a return to the best of everything. I had no idea you were a mother, so that's pretty cool.
I
really wanted to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us, Karen.
Thank you, Jason. I really appreciate that. I really do. You have an awesome day.
I'm telling you, folks, you got no excuse to come to work with Brown on your grill. You didn't get to hear Karen and I chatting in the pre-show, but she was just laughing and giggling away like she didn't have a care in the world. And that's awesome. And that's what I mean when I say here each and every week, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. Let's drive our competitors crazy. We do it by having bright lights in our family, like Karen Browning. Anything in between her and providing that kind of service to our members, our audience, that leaves them wanting more of our products and services and that great GTB box. When I tell people that GTB Financial is the best credit union in America, Karen Browning is one of the reasons that we are exactly that. Hey, folks, hope you enjoyed the show. Until next week, we'll talk to you all next week. Bye now.